In Serbia's election campaign, Kosovo is addressed mainly in terms of patriotism and national identity. Candidates say the province is the cradle of the Serbian nation and a center of its Orthodox Christian church. Any suggestion that Kosovo and its 90% ethnic Albanian population could become independent is rejected. But United Nations negotiators indicate that they are likely to soon propose at least conditional independence for Kosovo. Social Democratic Union Party leader Žarko Korać says there's been no rational discussion among candidates of how Serbia will react to the proposal for Kosovo's future.
It's all symbolism, it's all political phrases, and it will be a very dear price to be paid after the elections, that the biggest, actually, political problem of Serbia is figuring in this election campaign only symbolically.
Korać and his left-of-center electoral allies say that Kosovo has been de facto independent since 1999, when NATO intervened in response to repression of the Albanian majority and drove Serbian troops out of the province. Korać worries that the election will produce no clear winner and that incumbent Prime Minister Vojislav Koštunica could call for a national unity government that would include the ultra-nationalist radicals, who were expected to get up to 30% of the vote.
And you might have a very strange non-functional government that would serve only to boost Serbian nationalism and to reject Western influences political here. That's my biggest fear.
Human rights activist Sonja Biserko also worries that Mr. Koštunica will turn to the right and embrace the radicals in an effort to retain power.
I think he also showed that he's really this populistic party similar to radicals and that he has nothing to do with democratic option.
Opinion surveys suggest that Mr. Koštunica's party will come third in the election with up to 20% of the vote. Biserko says her biggest fear is that Mr. Koštunica will respond to the Kosovo status proposal by calling for the Serbian minority to leave the territory. The international proposal for Kosovo is likely to be presented to the major UN powers by the end of this month. Barry Wood, VOA News, Belgrade.